from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ Signature Systems and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses. I've seen their operation. We've done our show from their headquarters. The people, the technology, they're so impressive. So if you're tired of outdated, slow, and inefficient point-of-sale systems, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ Signature Systems, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything: mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS, it's the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. And whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll customize a POS solution for your business. Trust me. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Brought to you by Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa. Phillies snapping a 4-game skid with Kyle Schwarber leading the way.
As Edward Cabrera kicks and deals in the pitch, swung on, hit in the air, left field. Going back on it is Stowers at the wall. It's gone! And he has turned it around with one swing of the bat. Kyle Schwarber, a grand slam, and the Phillies now lead it 6-5.
Scott Fransky, the call. Phils would go on to beat the Marlins 9-5. Phillies are 22-3 this season with Schwarber homers per Jason Stark. Eagles with their second preseason game tonight at the Patriots, 7 p.m. And you can catch that live here on 94 WIP. Earn up to 20 times slot dollar multipliers every Tuesday and Wednesday in August at Borgata. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Weather brought to you by Lexus of Cherry Hill, family owned and operated. Visit LexusofCherryHill.com. Sunny, high 88. It's currently 74. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Happy Thursday morning to you. And it certainly is happy compared to Wednesday morning, because the Phils Tuesday night stunk. Wednesday night were fantastic, coming back, showing that grit, heart, determination, and, oh yeah, a big old home run. Grand slam. Ben, you ever hit a grand slam in Major League Baseball?
I hit three.
Wow.
Yes. I hit, my first one was at Wrigley Field.
Wow.
My second one was in Cleveland, and my third one was in Kansas City.
So what does that feel like?
It's, well, next to having children, it's the greatest feeling in the world. I mean, it's like,
well, having children or creating children?
You are something.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, well, two different feelings.
Raising children. It's, you know.
Ben knows the children might be listening. So he's
you
like,
actually thought that might be comparable.
To drive in four guys with one swing, it's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I got to hit, I was very fortunate to hit three of them. Yeah. So
who'd you hit him
when
off?
You asked that, it what? Sounded like you didn't think he'd hit any. Wouldn't it be that crazy?
Listen, it's, yeah, I mean,
think about Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber has 300 career home runs wherever. He only had six before last night. How many career home runs did you have, Ben? How many career home runs do you have?
I only hit 38.
So, I mean, three out of 38, that's pretty
nuts.
Yeah. The coolest one, the cool thing about the first one at Wrigley is I hit it onto the street. And they threw the ball into the bleachers. They threw the ball from the bleachers onto the field, and I got to keep it.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Ben, and it's Wrigley.
Was it you that bunted on Schilling?
Yes.
It was,
Ben. Is that your most famous moment in baseball?
Maybe infamous moment.
Right.
Yes.
So, for those that don't know, Schilling was getting near a no-hitter.
Perfect game.
Was it seventh inning, I think, right?
It was a perfect game.
Perfect game. What inning?
Seventh inning. We're losing 2-0.
And so, a close game. Mm-hmm. So, getting on base.
You're losing 2-0.
So you
get the tying run of the plate if you get on base.
Were you thinking, because this was a big controversy at the time, because you broke the perfect game with the bunt.
Yep.
Were you thinking at the time beforehand, if I do this, this might irk him?
No. I could care less.
Right. Would you have thought that if it was the ninth inning?
No, because I still would have brought the tying run to home plate.
Sure. Okay.
And I thought my quote after the game was, you know, I said, did you see my first two at-bats? You know, and the reporter's like, yeah.
Self-deprecating.
I said, did you really think I was going to get a hit by swinging the bat? We're still playing a game here, right?
But John,
it was early in the season. I think we were in like first place at the time.
John, this was a big controversy because it's one of those unwritten rules
in
baseball.
Did you ever talk to Schilling about it?
Schilling
made a big deal about it, too. Schilling was upset.
Schilling didn't, not as much as Bob Brenly, their manager.
Yeah, Brenly, you're right. Brenly really made a big deal.
He made, and still is not happy about it. But Schilling just said, and this happened back in 2001. Schilling just said, I was surprised because it was him that did it. It wasn't like a speedster. But I got my share of bunt hits for sure.
Good for you. So, by the way, before we get back to the calls, Seltzer just told me Wechter just grabbed the audio of that bunt. Now, I don't know what we're about to play, if this is the Padres announcer or the Diamondbacks announcer. So it could be a totally different way it's presented. But let's listen to that moment. This is, 20-something years ago.
Pitch on the way to Ben Davis. A chopper to second. Got to hurry up with it. No play. A base hit. Infield hit on the bunt for Ben Davis. How do you like that? I'll tell you what. From a macho standpoint, a lot of guys won't like that.
Nope.
To lay down a bunt when everybody's back and get a base hit and ruin a no-hitter will not go well in the fraternity of grown-up baseball players.
I'm guessing that was the Diamondbacks announcer.
It was not. It was Jerry Coleman.
Oh, that's your guy?
Really?
Wow. So even your guy was kind of like...
I didn't like that.
No, they didn't. They're like, I'm going to guess people aren't going
to
be happy with
that. Holy smokes. That's good. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Actually, one thing quickly before we do. John, give me someone else or something else that we haven't talked about today or haven't talked much about that you're looking forward to with tonight's game. I mean, there's so many parts of the team. What else should we be keying in on tonight?
Well, we talked corner, safety.
How about Will Shipley?
He's
your guy.
What I saw from Shipley. I think he's better than Kenny Gainwell. I think he's an incredible compliment to Saquon. You're going to see a lot of option routes and things like that. I'm eager to see Johnny Wilson maul people. He'll get a chance to go out there and they'll cut him loose, and he's got something to prove. He's so gigantic, and it's almost unfair. Just watch him in the run game. That's really going to be fun. He'll destroy people, and they'll love that. I'm interested in the guard competition also. Mekhi Becton is a tackle who's masquerading as a guard, and it's possible that I don't think that competition is just automatically over. It seems like everyone assumes that because he's got experience in this league, he's going
to
be the guy.
Well, I don't think that's the right thing to say. I think it's because he apparently, according to those that have seen
him, taken all the reps.
He's just played a lot better. And yes, like when he came out of the last game after one series, that's what happens when a guy
is going to play.
Has the job.
Yeah. Plus, Steen still looks injured. Everybody who sees him play says he still looks like he's favoring that ankle.
Well, that's better than he stinks.
The fact that Mekhi Becton was
in
there.
I'd rather be kind of injured than stinks.
Yeah, no, that's what people have been saying, is that, you know, he's favoring that ankle.
Understand that Mekhi Becton being in there, that is that sort of further proof that he is competing for the job, like of the offensive players.
Yeah, but if he comes out after one series tonight, that's a big sign that they think he's got the job.
I don't know that.
Well, you would think if they really want to see him what
he's
got.
He's been around this league for a long
time. But he hasn't played guard.
I understand. They know better what they have with him than they do with the other guys. I would think Trevor Keegan is a guy at left guard that could be a real possibility. Yeah. I've heard that. I don't know that that's the case. I'd like to see it proved out against real competition.
All right, one more thing. Seltzer, backup quarterback. Is it up for grabs of who's the number two?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think
should it be?
I don't know if McKee's far enough along. I hate, I'm totally out on Kenny Pickett. So I
you
think
almost said hate.
I almost did. That's why I stopped myself because I don't hate the guy. I just don't think he's a good football player. So I mean, I would think it should be, but I don't. The read I get is it's not.
You know, Ross made an interesting point in the last game. How rare it is that a quarterback who is a first rounder after two seasons with a winning record in pro football gets dumped. That is,
especially with a team that didn't have like a great quarterback. They brought in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields this offseason.
But
like,
that could
they're
be
taking
a,
shots.
That could be a team's way of saying, we think and by the way, they were only slightly above 500 with him. We think we were above 500 with him because the rest of our team was
no doubt.
Better.
Like, without a doubt.
And if you remember the draft he went
in the first round in, it was that draft where all the other quarterbacks didn't go to like the third round, end of the third. It felt like he was kind of overdrafted a little bit too.
I'd say so. Another thing that I'd like to watch. Our tight end spot, we know Dallas Goedert is great. I'm not sold on Grant Calcaterra as the number two.
You never are. You're never sold on the backup.
Yeah. Albert O. Like, these are guys who I guess I'd like to know that they're explosive and can threaten a defense. I don't think that our tight end two is good enough right now, in terms of balanced as a blocker and receiver.
We'll keep our eye on that. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, one last thing right before the phone calls. Let's see who can get this. Trivia question for you four. I can't prove this, but kind of know it.
Well, great.
All right, what is the historical relevancy from the way past of why Kenny Pickett was drafted by the Steelers?
Outside the fact that he played at Pittsburgh, you mean?
Relate it to the fact that he played at Pittsburgh. Kenny Pickett was drafted.
Oh, wasn't he the first-round quarterback since Marino from Pitt or something like that?
You're on it. The Pittsburgh Steelers passed on Dan Marino in 1983.
Yep.
Wow.
He had played at Pitt. Bradshaw was like at the end.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, nope. Now, there were questions about Marino. That's why he went at the end of the first round. But the Pittsburgh Steelers passed on Dan Marino, even though he was in their back freaking yard.
Wow.
He was a Pitt
Panther.
That's
why they didn't pass on Pickett.
And there is big thought
that makes a ton of sense.
A big part of why they drafted Kenny Pickett.
Yep. Wow.
Yep. All right, let's go to Matt right now. Matt, good morning.
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Matt?
Not much. I've been on the line a little bit. I just wanted to say real quick, Joe, you don't have kids, but that guy that missed the Schwarbaum, you don't take time out with those kids. You need time out from those kids. You don't time out. Not at that age. Coming from a guy with six kids, you don't get that.
Trust me. Let me tell you. When I was ripping him for being his parenting, it was so tongue in cheek. Could you imagine me as a parent? I'd have no clue. No clue.
No, I can't. imagine. No,
just as a parent.
Just wait for life advice coming up because might be a question about kids.
Oh,
so
boy.
We'll find out how good you are at it.
He'd be bathing the kids in the Bowday.
Well,
in the Bowday.
Well, let's settle down a little bit.
Bowday bathing.
But only on Tuesdays.
Baby bathing.
You could get a shower, I suppose, because that thing like shoots out of there. If you're not sitting on it, it comes flying out of the toilet at you.
Well, but I got six. Like,
so you could drink out of it like a water fountain?
Stop. It is clean water. It actually is clean water.
It is not.
No, it is. It's the
when
same.
It's been around you.
Well, it eventually
so
gets
so is it so clean that you would drink it?
Oh, my God.
Stop.
All right, Matt, what do you got on the Eagles?
Just from what I saw last week with those two statements from each coach, seems like Fangio's got control of his defense.
Yep.
And Sirianni does not have control of his offense unless told. And the answers were ridiculous. Like, the weather – I mean, like John said, we're talking football here. The field's wet. And then Fangio comes off and just gives you a simple explanation of why he wants to play his players. It just sounds more pertinent and like more you know, competent than
Sirianni.
Well, he
confident and competent. It sounds.
You know what, Matt? So I thought last week. I think it was last week. Fangio gave an answer about the difference between outside corner and slot corner that I thought was the most interesting answer to explain the difference. Because some people will say they're two totally different positions. And I've always kind of been like, well, what do you mean? I mean, you're a cornerback. And, you know, and he talked about how inside corner is sort of like what the old linebacker used to be, because you have to support the run far more frequently than an outside corner. And when he described
it, it's also you are playing linebacker.
You're a
sub position. It's called a sub position. You are the nickel linebacker. You walk out. You like, instead of having three inside linebackers, you have two, because the third one became a smaller linebacker because he had to walk out on the slot wide receiver that's now a wide receiver.
You're near the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
And
you're going to have to come up and take on a block from the guard when they run a power. It's possible.
Yeah, Fangio sounds like he knows what he's doing. Matt, give me a big answer. Who or what did you expect more from?
Andrew Bynum. I wanted him to play so bad when that offseason, and he talk about expectations and then just a failure.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
Hell of a bowler, though.
Oh, my God. That's a whole nother thing. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP. Good morning, Jim.
Is this me, Ben? Is this Ben Davis?
Is this Merrill Reese?
What's up, Stu?
I wish I could have been on the booth last night as the Phillies came back in a colossal way. Kyle Schwarber with a grand slam to left field.
This is great.
This is phenomenal,
this
dude.
This is Comedy Central
now. Awesome.
Nice job.
It never gets old.
Very good.
So Jim Stewart is the AD at Malvern, and his dad was the head coach for decades at St. Dot's.
Oh, all right. So Jim.
The perfect person to have on the phone,
Jim, I'm very intrigued by St. Dot's and St. Bernie. Should WIP broadcast that game?
100%. You won't be let down. You will not have seen anything like it in your lifetime.
That's awesome, man.
Wow.
Just picture a couple thousand people in Delaware County seeing it's the greatest little reunion. It's actually turned into quite a party as well, but it's a great reunion between lots of great friends in Delaware County. You'll see people as old as people maybe in their 80s at this game.
Wow.
Down to kids that just graduated from those schools the previous year. So it's a great tradition.
That's wonderful,
man.
That's
so cool.
That's great. All right, well, listen.
And how many kids are in each program? Like, it's 7th and 8th grade. Like, how many kids are we talking about?
Yeah, so that's been the challenge, I would say, in the last 20 years. The roster sizes have depleted a lot with Catholic schools consolidating.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now you have a lot of – they're like mini regional teams, I would say. So if you have a roster of 25 kids, I'd say that's healthy, but most of them are struggling to reach around 20.
So a lot of Ben Erics out there. The quarterback is the safety.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
The left guard is the nose tackle.
What did you play on offense, Joe?
Yep, I didn't play offense. I played safety.
Wow, you didn't go both ways?
So I don't think I got a snap on
offense. Were you one of the only kids?
Right?
Who didn't play both ways?
I feel like we all played both ways back in the day.
The good ones certainly did. Justin Fisher played both ways. Ollie White played both ways. Justin Marconi played both ways. Teddy Swain was our wide receiver and our cornerback. Yes. Yes.
Did you at the time notice that you were only playing one way?
I did, but I was proud to be a starting safety, but that lasted two quarters. I literally got benched at halftime of the first game, and that was it.
Wow, that's incredibly fast.
What a career.
You must have played so decisively bad in that one half.
Coach Stank. Halftime. I'm out.
That was his name?
Stankiewicz.
Oh, okay.
Coach Stank.
That's an unfortunate name for a coach.
Yeah, but he apparently he'd been a great athlete, but had torn his knee. That guy was a cool dude. Jim, give me an answer. Who or what did you expect more from?
I don't know, but all I could tell you is Donahue Funeral Home's the last one to let you down.
So he's a comedian, right, Ben?
I guess this is.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I suppose that's true. Unless you get brought back up, like who was it? President Tyler? They brought him up, and then they took him. You know, they had to check out whether he got murdered. Wasn't it Tyler?
Was it?
Is that the one who was poisoned?
Yeah, they wondered if he was poisoned. You know how many times Lincoln's body got moved? Lincoln's body.
They don't even know where it is, right?
I don't know about that, but I know for a long time. I think they do know. But Southerners kept trying to raid the body.
So they were hiding
and
they,
it. They opened the casket a number of times. Lincoln's casket got opened, which is pretty gnarly. All right, so let's do some life advice with the hammer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, I want to give this advice before I give whatever becomes the real life advice. If you call WIP, you will have a longer call on the air if you refer to me as Grandmaster Hammer.
Oh, brother.
All right. Gosh. The caller that said that yesterday, if you notice, he was given more leeway.
Stephen Willigrove.
More leeway for Stephen Willigrove. More leeway for any caller that calls me by one of my proper names, as he gave me yesterday, Grandmaster Hammer. All right, thank you, sir. All right, Seltzer, what does someone need help with?
All right, Pander and Pink Peeper, let's dive in here.
Yeah.
All right, this is a good one. We talked about your potential parenting skills.
I will be the judge.
Yep. But we're getting right to whether you can parent or not. All right, Hammer, what do you do when your son is dating a girl you flat out don't like? My son is 19, and he's dating a girl a year older than him. I really tried to like her, and I've gone out of my way to support him. But I have to be honest, I don't like the girl my son is dating. I have seen her lie to him and emotionally manipulate him, and I don't know what to do. She doesn't have a job or go to school. Despite saying many times that she plans to do both things, she never does anything. Mm. I've mentioned it in a roundabout way, but he is full on in puppy love with her, and I haven't been able to get through to him. Hammer, what should I do?
Well, it's tough. And here's the part that I'll say is toughest. You can't really control it. So what's tough is that it's a bad situation as you perceive it. And all you can do is try to influence it without, you know, you're not the law. I would say, in my opinion, if it's as bad as you present it here, you should probably sit down with your son and have a real conversation with him. Like a stop the presses. Hey, this isn't a flyby comment in the kitchen, you know, as someone moves from breakfast to out the door. No, this is like, son, I want to talk to you. Love you, care about you, looking out for your best interest. I know this might be a little uncomfortable because you love her, or you at least like her an awful lot, but I want to tell you what I say. And please know, you know, if you guys stay together, it doesn't mean that things can't improve from my end of how I perceive her, but I got to tell you what I think I see. And then listen to your son's feedback.
Man,
you are risking pushing them together forever,
and pushing him away at the same time.
You cannot say don't do this to when it's about love.
I didn't say don't do it. I didn't say don't do it.
This is so
I know.
Sketchy.
You got to get a friend of his to do it.
Look, I understand.
That's an interesting idea, Rhea.
I understand, but I'm also coming. Look, we don't know.
You got to get 100 friends but to
guys,
chime in.
But guys, here's what we don't know with these two. Like, hey, I don't think you said how long they've gone out. I don't think you did.
It didn't say.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, she's a year older than him, is what it said. But I mean, it seems like it's long enough where he's gotten to know her a bit. And
yeah,
all that.
My point is, at a certain point, if a dad or mom feels really confident that it's not a good relationship, at a certain point, I think you're doing your child and yourself and your family a disservice if you don't be real. I mean, don't like beat around the bush.
If you
be
have a pretty
real
tight
and drive them together to do the opposite thing that you know is wrong, like that's what's so scary about
Well, it's
this.
Why I said it's not an easy one.
I think you have to wait for opportunities. I think you have to wait for a moment when you
Teaching
notice
moments.
Yes, like a lie or a whatever, and be like, hey, you know, She said this before, and do it in a softer way to kind of start to like
you're
the process
discovering it together.
Yeah. Hey, did you notice that? That was kind of weird, yes. Right? That kind of stuff.
So you want to be passive aggressive?
So it's not accusatory. Yeah.
I'm trying not to push them away.
I'm Dr. Phil.
Exactly.
Like wow. Here's the deal.
You're a confrontationalist.
Well,
I'm
worried about that. And that is a little life advice.
What was it? Grandmaster what?
Hammer.
Nothing.
No.
Grandmaster Hammer.
Grandmaster No.
I just can't.
But Ben, you got to admit
Ben, you need to stop. You're encouraging it.
Ben, you got to admit that's a great nickname.
No, that's inappropriate.
Grandmaster Hammer. Okay, I appreciate that.
New name at the stadium down here, the Hammer Center.
I'm sorry, say it again, Ben.
The Hammer Center.
The Hammer. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Right?
Ben.
I mean, I am looking for the Wells Fargo Center to be renamed.
That's what I'm saying.
What else could it be renamed? Like, forget me, because it's not going to be like what. And hopefully it's okay. Hopefully it's not another bank. What can we name it? I'm serious. Like,
whatever company pays for it, it's going to be.
But if it was, what would be a Philadelphia thing? Like, the Jim Gardner Center,
Rocky Push Center,
Nick Foles. You know. I don't know. Just Brian Dawkins, Jason, the Kelsey Center.
B Doc.
Kelsey
Center.
Probably has so much money at this point.
Ben Franklin Arena. Why don't we go old school?
Ben Franklin Arena.
Constitution Arena.
I like that. I mean, we used to have.
That sounds tough.
So what we
Independence Jeff, Arena.
Well, wasn't.
Whoa.
I think there was a.
Good one.
Anyway, I can't remember. I'm losing my mind.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartz rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.